Welcome to Tracks Cultures. I'm Mike Piccinato, your host. This podcast unravels the intricacies of transitions across cultures. For those feeling the pull of change or supporting loved ones through it, this podcast is for you. We understand the uncertainty and excitement that come with such transitions, and together we'll explore how to adapt while maintaining community and belonging. Throughout our episodes, we'll draw on insights from the Cross-Cultural Transition Handbook by Dr. Stephen W. Jones. Whether you're moving to a new place or supporting someone who is, this podcast offers encouragement and connection. Enjoy the conversations as we navigate the challenges and joys of cross-cultural transitions together. Thank you for joining us for episode 2 of this new season. We continue our conversation with Joel and Kate in this episode, originally recorded on March 13th, 2025. We will start exploring the intriguing idea of beginning with the endings. As the Damons prepare to leave Omaha for Berlin, we'll discuss why recognizing and understanding the endings in our lives is absolutely essential for successful new beginnings. Let's jump back into the conversation. William Bridges has this model in the book that Stephen used about beginning with the endings. And in Bridges' model, what he talks about is the idea that every new beginning starts with an ending of some kind. And so in a cultural transition, there's an ending, and then you enter into what's called the transition zone. And sometimes that lasts a lot longer than we think it would. And then you can really start getting into the new beginning. I think he uses the illustration of a butterfly, Stephen does in the book, and talks about this idea that a caterpillar has to stop being a caterpillar before it can be a butterfly. And there's just something that changes. And so we want to talk a little bit about those endings, because the default position for us a lot of the times is just to talk about the excitement of the new beginning. Have you noticed that with you guys, that sometimes there's this excitement about the new beginning, and that's even what other people want to talk about?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And that's what people want to talk about, is how excited we are and
how much fun we're going to have.
Right. And the default people always say is, think of everywhere you can travel in Europe, and not necessarily what we're actually doing there. But right now, I think I'm more in the endings phase. What it reminds me mostly of, about 13 years ago, we were going through fertility treatments to have a baby. And we did one, and it was almost like, it was like guaranteed this is going to work. And I remember feeling so bad that evening. I couldn't understand why I was sad about the possibility of having a baby when we had spent all this time and money and effort. And I was talking to a dear friend, and she said, well, you can grieve the loss of just you and Joel. That's a normal thing to do. Hmm. And I needed to hear that. I needed to hear it was okay to be sad that it wasn't just me and Joel anymore, and there was going to be a baby, which didn't happen. But I remember being so confused that I was sad about a change. And I felt guilty about that. And so that's kind of what it feels like now, as I'm experiencing all these sad, or these grieving, these things that are ending in a healthy way. And it reminds me a lot of like grieving something good that was ending because something great was happening. So that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I think a lot of the endings, those have been happening for years in a way. Like, I've said it a few times where I feel like I've been getting prepared for this for a long, of course, you know, you're constantly being formed, but all these, you know, out of nowhere, the gallery was unsatisfying. The you know, long-term friendships just started to fall apart, and work was going so well for years. And we were making all this incredible progress in the company and making employees' lives better. And company was doing well, all this stuff. And then something shifted in the culture there, and all of our work over the last decade was like slowly dismantled, and it became a very frustrating environment to be in. I started to feel like, am I being made to feel unwelcome in all these places that I used to
belong?
Yeah. Like I'm being pushed out here, you know, from everything I know. In a very big, slow way. And I felt like, yeah, like that, that's the pain of a lot of the endings and the, mm-hmm. this just sitting and wondering and all of that. Yeah, I feel like I've been in that for a minute.
It's like, now we know it was to bring something new.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the time it was so hard. And then there is the most terrible insight that I was told, that one day you pick up your child, and when you set them back down, it is the last time you will ever do that, because children grow up. That's a good thing. Mm. We want children to grow and age. That means they're living. But the thought of missing that last time when you set your child down and you never pick them up again, that's really hard. But I heard that one time and it broke my heart, but then it made me appreciate each moment I was in more. Like, I knew when it was the last conversation I had with my grandma, and same with my grandpa a few years later. Like, I knew that was the last time I was going to talk to them, because I was paying attention to the endings and cherishing the extremely hard moment. And so that has also kind of, that's what this has been feeling like. I quit my job to focus on this, and that was an ending. I've never not worked. And so all of a sudden I'm in this weird spot. I'm stopped wedding coordinating at church because I just don't have time. And so that was like, all these identity pieces are ending now to make way for something new. And I have this constant, like, kind of pebble of grief in my shoe that you don't always notice. You get used to it, but it's still there. And so as I am, like, I'm saying goodbye and I'm ending things that are part of my personality, and it feels very peaceful, but also there's grief there because that's a natural thing too. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of that is messing with your sense of value too.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are a couple of things that you've noticed already coming to a close, endings that are already there. What are some other endings that you guys have noticed?
Just endings with family, and like that. Yeah. So relationships are going to change with family. There's still going to be family while we're there, but it is different now. And so it's been encouraging us to have like sweeter moments, and like pushing past the frustrating parts has created deeper bonds within my family, which has been really nice. And that's all glory to God and giving me patience and peace. And then, what was another one? This is a great book. Stephen is a genius, I think.
And yes.
Last year, or the year before, my brother had a medical emergency where he probably should have died. I flew to North Carolina to get there in time, and no one was answering their phones. And I immediately thought, oh no, I'm an only child. I've never been an only child. I'm the second born. And it was, I stood in line at the car rental place, like weeping, because thinking that, oh, I don't know. This is not part of my identity. I don't know how to be an only child. And so now I'm thinking, oh, I've always been a Nebraskan. I've never, that's a weird part of my identity that I don't think of ever until I'm not going to be there anymore. And so I've been thinking of those things. Like, I'm not going to live in Omaha. I'm not going to live in Nebraska. Mm-hmm.
I was avoiding some endings too. I run that youth skateboard club at City Light, and my mom came down to visit. God bless her. She wanted to see the skateboarders and the kids and all that stuff. And, you know, a bunch of the kids were kind of gathered around, and one of the other volunteers and my mom was passing out snacks that she had brought for all the kids. And she goes, are you going to miss Joel when he moves to Germany? And I had not
told
anybody.
Oh, my word.
No, they all go, what? It was awful. It was awful. But I realized, because I knew that it was going to be so hard, that I'd been like keeping myself away from doing that and having that conversation. The problem is going to be, like, I would probably have let that go way too long. And then it would have been this awful shock for those poor kids. But yeah. Yeah.
And that's another thing that we have learned. We have to let our families grieve in the way they need to. Mm-hmm. And that Joel's mom, that means that she has to talk about it and has to talk about it with everybody around us, because that's how she's processing it. And it's super frustrating, because I don't want to talk about it constantly.
Yeah. And we don't have the capacity to have all these family get togethers, but these are families, you know, like, they're trying to cherish these moments while we're still within a couple hours from each other. Yeah.
I mean, that's another ending, right? I mean, you've had your last Thanksgiving and your last Christmas as people who only have a home in Nebraska.
Yes.
And so your families, you've had a last normal Thanksgiving or a last normal Christmas, and that ended before you knew it would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because the last one, last Christmas was, oh, this is our Christmas before they go.
Yeah, it was already affected.
Mm-hmm. Right. I didn't think about that. You're right.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
And when you're back on home assignment for holidays, it'll be the Christmas while you're visiting, even though you're back for longer. And
right.
Some of those endings that sneak up on us are often the hardest to process.
That I would 100% agree with that. The things that, well, like I said, I've got lists on my phone. I've got lists in my planner. I've got all this planned out. And when something is unplanned or surprising, like a surprise ending that I didn't realize was there, that just punches me in the gut. And those are hard for me.
What are some endings that you're anticipating in the next 6 to 12 months?
My work. That's going to be hard to wind down. I'm really going to miss the work of getting to go paint murals with incarcerated folks every day. That's the and teach art amongst them. I look forward to that every time I get to go do that. So that's going to be hard to leave.
When will that happen?
I'll hang on to that as long as I can. As long as we have capacity for it, for me to go in and put in hours, I'll do that until it's time to go, probably.
I'm anticipating friendships changing and like possibly ending, because friendship by proximity is real. And when we're no longer in the same, even remotely same time zone and same continent, it's going to change. And it's been slowly changing, but those are things that are really, really will end, is acquaintances that I had and some deeper friendships. I anticipate those ending. And then the really sad ones, like, our dogs are getting older, and like, I hope they make it to Berlin, but those are things we're thinking of too. And like, our parents are aging and
that's been hard.
That's been hard. And I think both of our dads are afraid they're going to die and we won't be there. And like, trying to remind them we are just a plane ride away and we can come back. We're not stuck there. We're not trapped in Berlin. Mm-hmm. And so like, the real life deaths are something that we are starting to talk about and anticipate will happen in the next
decade.
Yeah. Have you noticed, you said you noticed some of the friendships shifting already?
Yes. Yep. Knowing that I am leaving is hard for my best friend, and she sometimes steps back when she's sad instead of leaning in. And so I don't know what exactly that'll look like when we don't see each other for years at a time. I mean, this day and age, great. I'm grateful for social media and whatnot that we can still see each other, but that it will change.
Friendships are challenging. Joel, have you noticed some of those things starting to shift?
I think like a lot of the stuff that needed to shift happened. I've gone through that. Yeah. My two closest friends aren't my friends anymore. I got a lot of joy out of those relationships, but at the same time, I think I needed to kind of see them for what they were. And when it came down to the fact that we were leaving, it caused this rift, like we had betrayed them, you know, in some way. And so it's been difficult.
And some friendships are really able to handle the transition well, and some people will really stay in touch well.
Yeah.
But I just find that those are often more rare. Mm-hmm. One thing that's interesting is that there are people that we get together with when we come back, and things just feel like they pick up right where we left off, and you can just enter right back into those conversations. But yeah, friendships is a tough one. And some people you'll notice, they don't know how to say goodbye and they don't know how to process that well. Yeah. And so sometimes you find out that, oh, I've had my last conversation with those people in a meaningful way, and I wanted a goodbye, but they're avoiding it.
Yeah.
On a less serious note, I was thinking about how I need to relearn the grocery stores and what I can cook and what I can't cook. And I drive out of my way here to go to a grocery store that has a better parking lot and I know where things are. And now I'm excited, but also like, I need to learn. I'm going to learn how to cook differently. And so we've already started, like, we can make this in Germany and we could make this.
Maybe that's the thing. I keep thinking about. So we went to go, like, there was a time where we went vegetarian, right? We weren't vegan.
No, we were just vegetarian.
Yeah, we did vegetarian. And we tried to keep cooking the same things we always did, just replacing meat with something else. And it's like, no, you have to learn to cook differently. Or else you're going to have really disappointing versions of things you really used to love. And this is like a poor facsimile of it in a, you know, for a vegetarian. And so I keep thinking of that, like, yeah, we're preparing to cook. We're preparing ourselves to cook differently, which is probably the best thing we can do because we don't even know what we're going to be cooking.
That's right.
Like, we're just getting ready for this shift. Okay. I remember being in the Lidl and seeing the wackiest looking veg I've ever seen in my life. And it's like, you think you know things, right? You think you've seen everything there is, you know, just because you have the internet or whatever. And then you go one time to Berlin, and I swear to you, there was fruit that looked like it was straight out of Willy Wonka, like out of that scene where you can eat everything. It looked fake and plastic. And so I don't know. Yeah, we're going to feel lost in those.
But yeah, so that's
they'll do this really weird sense. There'll some things that will feel super comfortable and super, oh, well, I know what a bell pepper is. I know what onions are.
Sure.
And then you'll walk back to the meat case and you're like, oh my goodness, why does beef cost so much? Or,
oh yeah,
sure.
What on earth? They sell rabbits in the supermarket.
Can you get rabbits in the supermarket?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's crazy.
I love this.
But yeah, so those are the things I'm thinking of now. It's like the familiarity of a grocery store, the ease of just driving somewhere and getting my stuff done. Mm. On my timeline, everything's open 12 plus hours a day, every single day. It's just like, I feel like I'm not looking forward to it, but it's just, I will have to slow down and like plan differently. Like Sundays in Berlin are quiet days, right? Like grocery stores aren't open. And so I'm used to doing a lot of my errands on Sundays and so stuff like that, like little things that I do every day here that I don't even think of are going to be 100% different there. And I can't plan for it because I don't know what it's like.
Yeah.
And I won't have my giant American refrigerator.
Yeah. Or your extra freezer.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Store all my rabbit, man.
Yeah. Our stores of rabbit.
What else? Joel, anything that you're realizing, oh, this is going to be an ending?
Yeah. I mean, well, there's a lot of different just projects. The gallery.
Hmm.
You know, that transition is happening already. That's going to be, that's that last time, I don't know, I've spent so much time there the last 11 years. That last time it's time to like leave is going to be rough.
Because you're going to shut the door and probably won't open it again.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's my baby.
I remembered handing over my keys to our first gallery.
Yeah.
We had to close it. It's like, oh.
Yeah. It's brutal, you know, but it's like, it's been, this experience feels like it's been smoothed out a little bit. Like I spent years subtly asking different artists that I think I thought would be a good fit, you know, to help take over project in the future. Not even knowing, just knowing that something was coming and I was trying to get the space ready for maybe somebody new and couldn't find anybody to say yes, you know, not a single one. And then now there's three artists and three musicians that are going to be running the space.
That's awesome.
When in, you know, up until now it's been me mostly, and it's that's so, I just feel like I can leave it. It's still going to be so hard, but that ending is, it's been made, it's you know, it's, there's a lot of good in there too, a lot to celebrate.
I have to mention how sweet the Lord has been through all of this and opening doors. Nothing felt like we were going it alone. We never felt like we were making the wrong decision on anything because we just had the peace of the Holy Spirit through all of this. And even the tough decisions and the coming back from the vision trip and saying, like, what do you want us to do, really? And it just, like, it felt really, it, like, you have that internal anxiety about it, like, what am I supposed to do? But the Lord is so sweet and so clear, and every door that we have walked up to, it just is, has been opened, and I don't feel alone at all in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, the endings are less painful because we know, I would assume something like childbirth, like, this is really bad, this is really hard, and then by the end of it, you're getting something better, and that's kind of how we're feeling now. It's like, this is a weird, tough season that's very, very busy, but at the end, we'll be just working for the Lord, and that feels really good. Mm-hmm. It feels good.
Different. There'll be times where you'll question whether or not it's better, but it will be different.
Yeah. Yes, and I feel like that's been very realistic, and like, no one from the beginning, no one said it was going to be easy, but everyone said it was worth it.
So here are another couple of endings that you might want to be thinking about. Some that caught me by surprise, like having keys.
Like the I brought that up to somebody the other day.
What about keys?
Yeah, no.
You're gonna, when you leave the United States, you'll be going without keys. Like, yep. You won't have a car anymore. So you won't have a key to a car. You won't have. You won't have a key, you know, to get into work. There won't be a key to the gallery. There won't be a key to your house. And it's the weirdest feeling walking away from a place. And I didn't anticipate it. But like, when I got on the plane, you know how you always pat your pockets, keys, wallet, phone, and there are no keys.
Yep.
Funny. Yeah, my purse is a certain weight. And I know if my keys or phone is not in there, if my purse is the wrong weight. Huh. That's funny.
I'm probably going to have to carry some like BS keys on my belt just to make myself not feel crazy. But no, I brought that up to somebody and they said the coolest thing. I felt a little dumb, but I don't think they meant it that way. But I have worn probably from wanting to look like the other punk kids in high school. But like, it's since I think the eighth grade, I've worn my keys on the same belt loop on a carabiner on the outside of my pants. And there's a security that I get from that feeling and all that. And I said, man, when we move, I'm not going to have that and that's going to be odd. And somebody goes, you'll get new keys.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, but you got to kind of dangle out there, you know, like the astronaut, you have to be
and it won't be long. You'll show up and you'll get new keys to the office and you'll get keys to the apartment.
You'll get new keys when you're not looking.
You know, Joel's going to be able to sneak up on me now because I recognize him by his key jingle.
There'll be an ending to my key jingle and then I will develop a new key jingle.
There'll also be an ending to being a known entity.
Yeah.
And I think I think Joel, of you in the Omaha art scene, and you guys, when we visited you at City Light, people knowing where you sit in church and knowing when you're not there. And I mean, so some of that will come to a close and it just feels weird. There's no way to prepare for it.
Yeah.
I don't like that one. That one's hard. We live in the Midwest and we're active in our community. Like we can't go anywhere in Omaha without running into someone we know.
Yeah.
And I really love that. And so that one's going to be really hard.
Yeah.
I will be a face in the crowd, and that's going to be weird.
Even an ending to knowing how people interact with each other.
Yes.
Yeah, I know how to interact with people here. I don't know how to interact with people there.
Even the people you don't know, right? I mean, there's set rules that you know.
Yeah. You smile and make small talk in the grocery store.
Yeah.
I am excited to learn those things.
Or an ending to recognizing the cashier behind the...
Yeah, right?
There'll be new ones.
Yeah. So those are the things I've been thinking about after reading this specific chapter of, I don't know how to interact with people in Berlin. And so, yeah, that'll be, I'll learn, obviously. It's just very comfortable because I know how to interact with people here. It's just in the United States, like anywhere, people make small talk that I've been to. And so, I don't know.
You were saying, Joel, I kind of stepped on you. You're looking forward to some of those changes?
Yeah, I think so. Just again, like there's a lot to. I don't know. I like the way Americans smile at each other on the street. I understand it, and there's a comfort to it. But we do that to make sure that everybody feels safe, and that's because we all feel threatened by each other, right? Like it's like I'm excited to get away from some of those things too, and go to a place where you know there's a new performance that I need to learn. But I get to get away from some of the things I don't like as well.
Do either of you speak another language?
9.
We are working on it.
Well, yeah, but so that's an ending too, right? It's the ending of being monolingual.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the ending of familiarity in a very broad sense.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And so the ending of comfort for a while is going to be difficult for me. Mm-hmm. Ending of knowing or where I'm going, or having the familiarity of knowing where I'm going, and listening to train prompts in German, it's going to be interesting. It'll be hard, and I feel pretty independent, and that is going to end for a while too, because I'm going to need to depend on everybody else around me for a while, and that's going to feel weird, and it's going to feel hard, and. Mm. The autonomy and I will lose for a little while will be uncomfortable.
Initially, for sure, the ending of being the person people call for help.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my gosh, I didn't think about that too. Okay, put that on my list too. The being the one that people call for help.
So Stephen talks about this idea that, and I think it comes from Bridges as well, where transition is like crossing a street. And often when you begin with the endings and the new beginning is on the other side of the street. And the idea is for many people, they're like, well, I just have to get across the street as fast as possible. Mm. If I can get across the street as fast as possible, then we can just get into the new beginning. And transitions don't really work that way. The transition zone is sometimes also called the neutral zone. And so you're entering into a period of time and you're feeling some of it already. Where you're just in this place where it doesn't matter how hard you step on the gas, you can't make it go any faster.
Yep.
And that can be really uncomfortable, especially, Kate, for people like you and I who are very task-oriented and where life isn't – we have to learn to enjoy the journey, especially if the journey is not enjoyable.
Yes. That one – that's going to be a learning experience for me that I will have to lean into instead of pull back from. I'll be interested to talk about it more as it's happening. It was just like, with these feelings that I'm feeling, what do I do with them? And how because my question will end up being, how do I get past them as quickly as possible? And I don't necessarily want the answer of you can't.
Even if that is the answer.
That is the answer. And I don't want it. And so that'll be interesting to lean into.
Yeah.
I'll see it when I get there.
Well, we'll do that. I think probably next time we record, we'll talk a little bit more about what does the transition zone look like and how do you begin to anticipate that. One of the things I'd like to talk about in a future podcast is also just expectations. What are some of the things that you are expecting or looking forward to?
Okay.
Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah.
Yes, this is exciting. It is... just
sehr aufregend.
Aufregend. Nice.
Aufregend. See that?
Aufregend.
Aufregend. Sehr aufregend.
That's not how Duo says it. Because it's not speaking Berlin German.
Thank you for joining us today on Tracks Cultures. If you enjoyed our conversation and want to dive deeper, we invite you to join our community on Discord. It's a space for sharing experiences, asking questions, and connecting with others who are navigating similar journeys. See the link in our show notes to become part of our growing community. Your support means the world to us. And if you'd like to help us continue our work as a creative community looking for the meeting place of faith, art, and culture, consider becoming a patron. Visit patreon.com/envisionberlin to find out how you can contribute. Until next time, keep embracing change and embodying transformative hope for humanity.